Good morning. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into the Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. And joining me in studio today, Ashley and Derek with the Sheridan College of Johnson County. Guys, how you doing today?
Great. Good morning.
Good morning, Brady.
Appreciate you guys taking the time. And of course, as we are rolling into August, this is probably a busy time for you guys. You got classes starting this month. People are looking forward to getting back into school or not looking forward, however that might work out. But
depends on who you talk to.
And coming up here on the 18th, you've got your scholarship roping as well.
Yes, things are starting to roll fast and furious. Yeah. And the last of the awards came in today, I think. So we've got entries coming in for that, and then we'll turn around and kick off with classes. The roping's the 18th, and classes start that Tuesday, or I guess they don't start for another week until the 27th, but that week before is pretty heavy with students.
Yeah. Tell us about scholarship roping. What is it?
This is our 10th year. This is our main fundraiser for the Johnson County Scholarship, an award that Johnson County residents can use to attend college in Buffalo, Sheridan, or Gillette. It's a unique scholarship in the fact that you have to reapply every semester, and the only requirement is you have to be a resident of Johnson County. It's 4 credited classes, but you do not have to be degree seeking. You don't have to be full time or part. You can be part time. So it is really unique in that form. But 10 years ago, we started the Rope for Knowledge as a let's try to put some money in the scholarship with the goal of putting $500. That year, we put in $2,000.
Wow.
We're just about to cross the $50,000 mark. And the big thought that first time was maybe someday we can put $5,000. And we put in $5,000 the next year. So that was really exciting. That was kind of a shocker for us all. But we're headed into the 10th one, and we'll have a ladies' barrel race, a junior barrel race, an adult youth team roping, a breakaway roping, a men's barrel race, and then we'll have an open team roping. And then this year, special for this year, we have a Battle of Champs team roping where all of our past champions in the team roping have been invited back, and they'll get one steer with their partner from that year, winner take all, and we have a really neat buckle for them. I've heard from several of them already that they're pretty excited. So,
you know, you mentioned that the amounts you wanted when you started at 500 and you ended up with 2,000 and then 5,000. So does that entire amount, whatever you get in, just go to one person then, or how does that work?
No, and how it works is our contestants all pay a fee, an entry fee, and we split that fee in half. 50% goes to the scholarship, 50% goes to paybacks to our contestants. And then that scholarship is capped. We can't give one person more than $500 at a time. So it's limited to $500. We set a budget every year, and then we have an application process. They fill out the application, turn in a transcript. We sit there as a committee and go through those scholarships and vet them pretty heavy, and then decide what we're giving and how much and
okay.
to how many.
So you give more than one then,
yes,
if you can afford to do so?
Yes. We usually give at least 4.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes more.
Oh, very cool. All right.
We've given up to 8 of them at a time, I think.
Yeah, and it's for our Sheridan College and Johnson County Advisory Board. They're the actual selectors of that. Yeah. So Ashley collects the scholarship applications, and then we present them at the December meeting and the August meeting, and they go through those. And then so basically we give them a budget of $25, $3,500, whatever we have for that semester, and they vet through them, and they could give some person $500, some person $200. There's just different criteria and questions on there that they review. So, yeah, it's kind of a real neat thing for our advisory board to be in that selection process.
Yeah.
So then someone that applies that doesn't get it, they don't need to call and yell at you because you guys aren't the people that...
out pretty fast.
If you've got somebody that's only taking 1 or 2 credits and the versus somebody that's taking more, a lot of times they'll split the values to make it more... the most cost effective for each student.
Okay.
So the other thing that we do have with the roping that I forgot, which is probably one of the biggest things, is we have a community breakfast that's open to any and everybody. We love it when Johnson County comes out, and Sheridan County and Campbell County and anybody else that wants to come eat breakfast for that matter. Tom Spence gets his crew together, and they have pancakes and biscuits and gravy, and it's all you can eat for $5 a plate. And that starts at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. So yeah, we've kind of morphed into that. This will be my 6th one that I've helped out with, and I've been in the stripping chutes or a runner or a crow a water person getter, and so I've done a little bit of everything.
Water person getter? Yeah, is that an official title?
It is. I have a business card. But the last the last few years, kind of the way we've done it, Ashley and her crew kind of run the crow's nest, and then myself and the advisory board, we start off with the breakfast, get that done, and then the last few years, we've had the Leadership Johnson County classes do the lunch. So I kind of go from breakfast over there and transition to lunch with the leadership group.
That's all right.
Yeah.
It works out really slick.
So is that all on the 18th as well?
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah. Okay. So you can get your breakfast that morning for $5, and then you can come grab a hamburger, hot dog combination for lunch. So you could have all of your meals in the morning and noon out at the fairgrounds on the 18th.
Yeah. Okay, very cool. And we mentioned this earlier, that classes then start on the 27th. Are you still, can people still register for classes, or does that close down?
Absolutely.
Yet?
We've got a couple classes that, well, most of our classes, we've still got some room in. We've got some big classes this fall, but I'm excited. The numbers, we've got some new teachers. We went through we had to go through an accreditation process with some instructors and stuff. So we do have some new teachers. Some of them are timed out or decided they don't want to teach again this next semester and everything. So we are going to miss some, and we're going to miss them dearly, but we have some great people stepping in to fill their shoes. And so we've got some English classes, technical writing and English one, a psych class. We've got art, print, intro to printmaking, cultural anthropology, accounting. We've got some really great classes coming.
Okay, and if people want more info or class schedules, that sort of thing, how can they go about that? Where can they get that?
They can give Derek or I a call at the office, 684-2001, or they can stop in at Bomber Mountain Civic Center, or they can go to the website, and it's sheridan.edu, as well as you can find us on Facebook, and I think the schedule's on Facebook.
Yeah, and pretty much you can come up to the first day of classes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not the best, but we can get you in usually.
Okay. And I'm sure our classes offered at different times, that sort of thing. If someone, you know, works late or works early, they can still somehow fit that in their schedule usually?
This year's a little different. Yes, to answer your question. We generally hold all of our classes starting at 6 o'clock at night because of work schedules.
Okay.
That tends to work better. In the past, we've tried to back them up during the day. And we work great for video classes coming in during the day, but not face-to-face just because of work schedules. So this year, though, we've moved up our psychology class. It's moved up to, I believe it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Correct, yeah.
And, or no, it's moved up to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then our English class has moved up to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So they'll be in and out faster during the day, and we've had several people really liking, especially in the psychology class. We've got a student that works nights. She was going to have to take the class online. We moved it to 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and she says that works perfect. So, and the same with our English classes.
Okay. And so people can go to the website and check out all that mm-hmm. info.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, very cool.
There'll be an insert in the paper actually this week of the schedule. The online version is the most up to date, the online section of them, but because obviously this was printed several months ago, but there is an insert in this week's paper.
Yeah, okay. You can sure stop down and see us. There's going to be a lot of people at the Civic Center the next day or two. So.
Oh, and why would that be?
Yeah, stop it down if you're at the Love and Junkin show and talk to us.
Yeah, maybe we'll see some more signs out and Walt Longmire will run for sheriff.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah.
All right, I'm talking with Ashley and Derek here with Sheridan College of Johnson County. Guys, is there anything else you want to chime in with here this morning?
I have one quick one. Leadership Johnson County, this is our fourth class, and as fast as this year has gone, this class is about to wrap up in October. So we are starting the recruiting process for class 5. And if you want to get a hold of us, we'll get you an application. We're going to an online application process this year. This class has really done some neat things. They've got to tour the cheese making or the cheese dairy at KC, and this next time around we'll be in medical facility doing medical around the community. We've been up and down Main Street, we've been to Camino's and watched them, the lambing process, you name it, we've covered it in Johnson County. And so we're really excited to bring in class 5.
And what exactly is Leadership of Johnson County?
Well, you know, you could sure come out on the 18th at lunch and talk to the people out there. That'd be great, because we're going to be serving lunch at the Rope for Knowledge. But like Ashley said, this is already the fourth class, and so we're recruiting for class number 5. And Leadership Johnson County does a couple different things. And you can be early career, mid-career, or we've had retired people in there. They just want to get to know about Johnson County. And that's the neat thing. Each class is different. Sometimes there's classes with a majority of the people that have been – born and raised in Johnson County, and some of the classes, there's a lot of people from out of county, out of state. So you just get to know your county better. You get to know other leaders, because we're always kind of in our own job worlds, and it's hard to get out and see new things and meet new people. So Leadership Johnson County gives you one day a month to get out in the community in Johnson County and see what's out there and meet new people.
You learn more about the issues that are going on affecting our county, if you want to get involved, how to get involved, and some of the skills to get involved. One of the neat things that this class did was they got to ride on a C-130 from Cheyenne to
Guernsey.
I was trying. Yeah. I was going to say Glen Rock, and I knew that wasn't right. So that was pretty cool. But this class does every class we try to cover Johnson County as heavily as possible, and we spend a day or 2 days in Cheyenne at the legislature to learn about the state side as well.
Okay, very cool. Again, Ashley and Derek with Sheridan College of Johnson County. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you, Brady.
Thank you.
This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Keep it tuned, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.